we want to thank you, Stephen, for that donation. Wow. That is going to help us a lot, move us along. Those are going to go in as every dollar is going to get matched up with the angel that started the morning.
That's right.
And so we thank you so very much, and this is the way we reach our goal.
Amen. Amen.
Dave, what's on your heart?
Well, let me give you a phone number first, 772-221-1100. That's the number to call to make a donation, 772-221-1100. Just earlier on when you mentioned monthly giving as a part of the list you were giving of how people
Very
donate.
Beneficial. Somebody may want to do that. Just pick up a half hour, an hour for every month. Yeah.
And you can give, but we have many people that already have been giving month by month. And we just ask you to let us know to continue that. My wife and I have a monthly gift now about 3 years, I think we've had it, maybe four. We've been doing giving monthly, but we intend for it to keep going year to year.
Amen.
But we here don't know what you want to do. So if you would just call to re-up your month, to say, I'm going to continue to give.
Just communicate with us.
Let us know. We can then add that in with surety.
Right.
And add it to the total. But, yeah.
Very good. Very good. And of course, many of our listeners have never called us and have never given yet.
That's true.
And so if this ministry is a blessing to you, then why not lift us up today and be a partner with us to continue this ministry?
That's
and
right.
It does require listener support. That is a major part of our income. Again, Stephen, we want to thank you making a donation of $104, picking up 2 hours of radio time, listener support. That's going to be a great blessing. Phone lines are open, and you can also go online to WCNO, WCNO.com. You can give there. You can text a donation, text WCNO to 24365. And you can also go to a QR code that is on our webpage, or you can just call us.
That's right, 772-221-1100, just like that person has done that number.
There you go.
By the way, do you know our coverage area, the population of our coverage area is about 7.5 million people.
That's big.
That's big. Now, you as an individual, me as an individual, I can't reach that many people on my own.
Right, never. Yeah.
But you can join us in propagating the gospel.
Together.
Yep. 24/7, 365. It doesn't take a whole lot. Some people have a great amount of resources, and God will have them give thousands of dollars, which is fine, and we have those people. Yep. Some folk, $5, is a big deal, and we understand that because it's a big deal to us too.
And we have $5 donors
who
give monthly, and that is a blessing.
But if you haven't given before, think of that $5 gift, that minimum, that you will join us in doing this wonderful work for God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Karen, you took the call from Diane, right? Port St. Lucie?
Yes, sir.
And we have a prayer request, I believe, prayer request for Diane?
Yes, I did take a call from Diane, nice lady.
Just pulling up here, getting your mic turned on.
That's right. And, she's making a $20
donation. $20
donation.
That's going to be matching funds. That's great, because that'll turn into $40. This is exactly the way every 6 months, this is exactly the way God has provided for us.
That's right. Yes, and she did have a prayer request. She said, just wants prayer that the Lord would watch over her family. So, Father,
why don't you lift that up?
Yeah, Father God, we just lift up Diane's family and all the families in the earth, Lord. Father, we know that you have your hand upon Diane's family.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that because of her faithfulness to you and just because of your love, oh God, Father, that you do watch over your children. And Father, that your eyes are always upon them. And Father, I just pray your peace over Diane, your peace over her family. Father, that you would bring those things together, Lord, that are separated, that you would bring the family into unity, Lord. And Father God, that you would watch over and protect each of her children and all the rest of her family, God. Father, because this is the most important thing to her, and with most mothers, that the family that you've set them in the family, God, to watch over. So, Father, I just pray that you would hear her prayers and that you would answer her in the way,
Jesus.
God, that would bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, bright as the morning star, Jesus, how can I tell you how beautiful you are to me? Song that the angels sing, Jesus, dearer to my heart than anything, sweeter than springtime, you're purer than sunshine, ever my song. You're beautiful to me. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
How can I tell you how beautiful you are to me?
Jesus. Song that the angels sing.
Song that the angels sing.
Sweet Jesus.
Jesus.
Dear to my heart than anything.
Jesus, you're beautiful.
All right, and we continue along here this morning. Yeah. And, of course, we just heard CeCe Winans. Great song, challenging us to lift up the name of Jesus. David.
Yes, yeah, so I have a prayer request that I've
okay.
for my wife's niece,
okay.
Tammy, is having hand surgery this morning at 10:30. And we've been asked to pray, and I'm just going to ask our listeners to join us in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Tammy, her life in Christ, and her, the ministry that she has enjoyed over many, many years. And Lord, now as she comes to a time of healing, and how often you do use gifted medical professionals in that process of healing, we lift her up now for the surgery this morning. We pray that you would guide the hands of the surgeon and all those who attend him or her, and so that the work of your Holy Spirit would be manifest in a total and complete restoration of her hand.
Thank you, Lord.
And that she will have a rapid recovery and be back fully and completely to have this hand in service to you as along with the rest of her life. We give you thanks and praise, Father, for answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And for all of you who may be getting ready, prep for surgery, maybe you're already on your way in or maybe going to be going in this week, we lift you up in prayer as well, and just commit that procedure into the hands of the Lord, and know that God revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals you.
Amen.
I send my word and heal your disease. It's not a small thing, not a small thing to trust in God with every area of your life. God does hear your prayer. God does care. And God is in the miracle business.
Amen.
I wouldn't be here. I know God's in the miracle business. So it's a pretty great thing to be able to trust in the Lord and to have a record of God's faithfulness already in your life. Tell somebody about that today. It will encourage them. Well, we're going to go to another song here in just a couple seconds. Dave, you had a scripture, though, you were going to share.
Yeah. Well, this was it's in Job 42. And it's Job's response to the Lord, and it says wonderfully and simply, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. Profound truth in that. We often, the devil loves to come in and cause us to wonder about the power of God. And the truth is, God's power cannot be thwarted. His will cannot be overturned.
Amen.
And God wonderful plan for your life.
Amen.
And I hope you know that. If you don't, then he does, and your life begins in the power of his love and his plan and his grace when you receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that's also in the Word of God.
Have a donation coming in from an angel, which simply means we're not going to be giving their name, but it's an Indian town angel, I think we can say that, and increasing a monthly donation from $10 to $15, and you just mentioned that a bit ago, for those who give monthly, to confirm that enables us to add it into our numbers, that your giving would not end up going where it needs to go, but if you let us know, then we're able to include it during this prayer and share, and that goes right into our numbers. Incidentally, this time, this is a time we have some matching funds, and so that went from 10 to 15. That is going to be $90 over the next 6 months. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
You give
yeah.
monthly, and so you can give monthly like that. And so the $15, that adds up to 90. But then when it releases the other 90, because we had an angel with the matching fund, that will end up bringing into our budget this morning $180. And so that really is, we count it right away. You're making a pledge.
Yeah.
But we count it right away. We trust God that God's going to provide for you and that Amen. You are going to be able to give. And when do you give?
Yeah, when you can.
When you can. When God provides, that's when you give. So, all right. Thank you very much, Angel from Indian Town. Thank you for that. We do have a prayer request coming in for the Wilson family and Mount Zion Baptist Church, and we will lift them up in prayer in just a couple minutes when we come back. And so give us a call. The phone number here is 772-